Tippy Talks Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in. All right. Well, welcome to Tippy Talks. I am so happy to have Shirley on with us today. Shirley Buck, it is so nice to have you talk with us. The beginning of the year, fresh start. Everyone's kind of thinking about what is the next thing for them. So it's so nice to chat with you today because you come from a lot of experience and you have a ton to share. So you've been with the Tippy community since 2023. It's been great to get to know the different facets that you have, and I can't wait for you to tell your story. You have a bestseller book. I thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, thank you for taking time out of your day and morning to really give us what you have to offer. So I'm going to pass it over to you, start with your story, and just tell us what it is that you bring to the table for our Tippy community.
Okay, well, I specialize in mindset transformation. I feel that every moment we choose, either consciously or subconsciously, what we are thinking. And even scientifically, it's been proven that our thoughts pretty much dictate the kind of day we're going to have, the kind of life we're going to have. So, and we also come in contact with other people. And so our mindset is pretty important. And if your mindset is that powerful, it's a big responsibility to take control of that and not just, subconsciously go through life. It's much more rewarding to do it the other way, to be conscious of your thoughts. My story is I had written a book about my story, telling my story, and it also has tips in there on mindset transformation and overcoming trauma and abuse. My parents were both deaf, which, you know, in itself is a challenge because you become their ears and their voice at a very young age. I pretty much live on the streets, continued to be in bad situations. I had an early pregnancy. So at the age of 18, I had gotten a good job with the Steelworkers Union, got my own apartment, my own car, and I just felt like I was making some progress. I thought I was really improving, and then I met my children's father and became engaged to him when I was 23. And when I felt like I was safe, I was living with him, we were engaged, I was in love. I felt like, wow, things are really changing for me. When you feel safe, that's when everything you've ever been dealing with comes to the surface.
Yeah.
So at that point, I had a choice. I started getting my hands on every self-help book I could. And I remember my grandmother, when I was young, telling me something about Norman Vincent Peale, the power of positive thinking. And those little things used to come through me, to me throughout my life.
Sure.
And along with my faith, because I did have faith in a higher power, God, source, whatever you choose to call it. Along with my faith, I started to learn about how powerful our thoughts are and how our perception is how we see the world. Therefore, that's our life. So When someone says, change your mind, change your life, it sounds like such a cliche, but it's not. It's a real thing. It is true because you can look at the same situation and either look at it as an opportunity or I can do this, I can get through this, or you can look at it as I'm doomed. And, so anyway, I had studied mindset transformation for a very long time, and I have even learned about manifestation and laws of attraction. And mindset is very, very important. And I then created a 3-month course that teaches you things like self-love. It has, weekly lessons with daily activities and a weekly session with me that teaches like self-love, learning about your emotional scale, because if you pay attention to your emotional scale, you can tap into what you're thinking about mostly. And being childlike, so important, you know. So that's a quick synopsis of like my childhood and why I do what I do and how important it is to learn how to think.
I think it's important to know where you come from and why you have this purpose. And I think, you know, most of our listeners are from the beauty industry. We all got into this industry for a purpose and for a bigger purpose than ourselves, to help other people. And we all kind of walk a similar path where there was a past in us and it brought us to this place. And it's just so cool to see alike humans come together in such a way. And it's very neat to see people like yourself get into the industry to really help navigate through all of these feelings that start to come up as we get a busier and as we start to really flourish in our careers. How do you consistently handle all of the things? Because if you don't take care of what's going on within yourself, it's very difficult to sustain the showing up every day 100% and showing up, giving the experience that the clients need and deserve. So I love that there is people like yourself that are really getting into this space, because it is so needed and it's something that's not really talked about. And I do hear more and more about it now, but which is wonderful that it is becoming more of a conversation where, you know, this is an industry, as you know, you need to know what you're walking into and how to continue and to evolve and to grow. So, can you expand a little bit more on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I also am a licensed massage therapist and Reiki master for 15 years as well. So,
I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, you do, when you do, you know, come from a past like that, a lot of us do tend to want to care for people.
Yeah.
And there is a line there too, because a lot of us become these caregivers that just give and give and give and don't, you know, receive, don't know how to receive. Even when people want to help us, we're like, oh no, we got it. And I was one of those people. So I get it. And it's still hard for me. I have to always mindfully be like, oh, thank you. Yes, that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Because that does take practice, because we have always wanted to help people pleasers, like take care of everybody. And especially moms, grandmoms, you know, I'm a mom and a grandma, you know, we just want to keep taking care of the world. And that's a wonderful, beautiful trait. No one should give that up. But it is very important to go inward and think about, can I handle everything on my plate, or is it stressing me out? Now, if it's stressing me out, what can I eliminate or ask help for? Mm-hmm. It's okay to say, you know what, I have way too much on my plate. I want to do this for you. I just can't. And someone who loves you and cares about you is going to understand that. You know, mm-hmm. someone who's taking advantage of you, maybe not, but then they have their own lesson to learn. So you just step away. And if they learn that lesson, they'll cross your path again. If they don't, well, you have to go onto your path, you know. And it's okay, because we are going to lose people when we start taking care of ourselves. It just happens that way, you know.
Yeah.
Meditation. I try to every day start my day with meditation, but of course every day doesn't allow for that. But if you can get it in as much as you can, I do a little exercise with people sometimes in workshops where I take them through a 1 minute meditation, 1 minute. And they're just like, I come out and I'm like, how do you feel? Wow. I feel so much more relaxed. I feel it doesn't take long to shut things down for a little bit and just let go and just try. I like to totally try to blank my mind out, which I am very good at, but I've been doing it since I was 29 years old. So it doesn't happen overnight. So don't get frustrated. A great way to trick your mind into meditation is to sit there and go, what are the thoughts that come to me all the time? What are my main thoughts that come to me? Sometimes if you're trying to focus on what thoughts are coming, none comes. So that's a really nice little trick. So meditation, massage. Massage is a great way. Getting your hair done, getting our nails done, doing little things that take care of ourselves. The same thing we provide, we should be having done for ourselves, you know. And another thing I like to say is, like, what would you tell your daughter or your best friend or your mother, or what would you tell them to do? That simple practice what you preach. It's, you know, if you want that for, especially for a daughter or a younger person looking up to you, you can tell them all you want, but if you're not showing them, you're not really setting an example. So, self-care, self-love, and self-love has a lot to do with forgiveness, not only of other people, but for yourself, you know, being easy in ourselves. And I find that if it's hard to forgive other people, a lot of times it's because it's hard to forgive ourselves.
Sure. You
know? So forgiveness is a very big part of healing and self-love. So you take your power back when you forgive. You take your power back when you forgive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You let a lot go too.
Yeah.
You know, where you just don't have to like carry that all around anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. And taking ownership, realizing that a lot of things that are, that may be going wrong in our life is because we are allowing it. We are, if we're not choosing self-love, we're choosing the opposite. Right. So, and taking ownership is very powerful too, because you're like, oh, I'm probably the biggest problem in this equation. I'm the one that needs to change. And that's really powerful too.
Absolutely. So what would your advice be to someone that's just starting out maybe in the career? I'm going to ask this again, but for someone maybe that's in the middle of their career, but what, you know, you're just starting out in your career, you have, you know, you're starting out in a new space, in a new environment, people are bringing, you know, your, maybe your owners are starting to bring in new things, and a lot of things are changing. And I think around this time of year, that's so true for all of us, right? We want to bring in something new. We want to start changing. We want to start evolving, creating more space, creating more opportunities. And especially in the industry, we're constantly growing. So if someone's new, they're in this environment, a lot is going on. They want to change maybe something in themselves, but also there's change going on around them. What would the advice be to that person to handle all of that?
The first thing I would say is don't burn out. Don't overwork yourself, because in this industry, it's very easy to do it. And it's very easy to hurt our bodies when we're giving and giving and giving. Don't burn yourself out. I did it in the beginning. I burnt myself out. I almost ended my career early because I was in so much pain and just a mess. You know, we also absorb energy, other people's energy. One of the things that I do when I finish a massage or a session is I give back their energy. I take back my energy and then cut the ties for now. And that's a great way to kind of take back and kind of bring yourself, you know, ground yourself a little bit. And with the changes going on around us, a lot of us fear change, but 90% of the things we worry about never happen. Yeah. So a lot of times change is good. So try to embrace it the best you can. Try to look at it as an opportunity instead of, oh, they're just trying to change things and make things harder for us. And nobody's ever trying to do that to you. Nobody's, the business that you may be working for is only trying to create more opportunity. A lot of times it can feel like, oh, they're just putting more on us. And it's only because we feel that way because we're already overwhelmed. We're not doing the self-care. We're not, you know, taking those breaks. We're overworking ourselves. And then we're like, oh God, they want us to learn something else, you know? So take care of yourself, embrace change, but, you know, try to free yourself from stress as much as you can, because then you can adapt to change a lot easier.
Definitely. Oh, I love that. So would the same advice be to someone that is maybe in the middle of their career? Same kind of
mindset. I think so. I mean, when you're in the middle of your career, you kind of learn tricks. You kind of learn not to burn yourself out, those kind of things. But self-care and self-love is no matter where you're at in your career, is sometimes a challenge because we get busy. We have careers. We have families. We have friends. We have to fit in so much stuff. And so self-care sometimes gets put, no matter if you've even been a veteran in it for 30 years, you know, self-care is the number one thing that I feel you can do for yourself to help with any situation, really.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I love that you brought up the burnout thing. You know, it's definitely been a topic of conversation for sure in our business. It is such a huge number one thing you should focus on, you know, but constantly refocus on it, you know, not just focus on it, you know, I want to change a schedule or I want to, you know, allow myself to do this one day and that the other day. It's more than that. And I think you constantly have to reevaluate and keep checking in. And there's not, and I think you've mentioned this, it's a practice that you have to do every day, almost just like a check-in with yourself and just kind of get that pulse of where am I at and how am I feeling? And you know, how can, maybe one day you can take on more than the other day.
Right.
You have to balance it out. So
what I really strongly believe as well, and it's a game changer and a lifesaver for me, is to remain childlike. I mean, play. Why does this world teach us that when you're an adult, you have to be so serious? Play, laugh, be silly. Whatever you love to do as a child, maybe you like to play with Play-Doh. There's nothing wrong with playing with Play-Doh as an adult. Why do we feel like it is? Maybe you love to dance. Why not dance in your own house? You don't have to go to a club to do it. You know, listen to your old favorite songs. You know, maybe you like the roller skate. Well,
yeah,
because you can't roller skate. I went to a roller rink last year, you know, and I was like, oh my God, this is so much fun. So I feel like remaining childlike and bringing joy into your life is probably my number one go-to. Because, being too serious is very dangerous. And when you get into a work, pay bills, you know, come home, eat, watch TV, go to bed, work, pay bills. Like, and when you get in that rut of just, you know, existing, and there's no joy, oh, that's a dangerous place to be, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And would you say that that kind of helps eliminate some of the fear people have when it comes to change or something that maybe they want to do?
Absolutely. Because if you can laugh and joke and have joy in your life, you know, every day we choose love or fear. There's really, that's all there is, you know, love or fear. And when you're a child, I mean, children tend to love more than they fear. And I believe that it helps a lot in that aspect.
Oh, that's so good. So to the community, like out there that's listening to everyone, give us like some, you know, top, maybe like two or three things that we can start doing this year to navigate through some changes or focusing on ourselves. What are some things that you would say would be easy to start with and not feel so overwhelmed?
Well, one of the things I honestly is, like I just said, play. Find time to play, because it's very important to bring joy into your life. I feel like that's the number one thing. If you have faith, use that faith, because asking for help, and I believe that the spiritual realm is there to help us if we ask. So use that faith, you know, our source is there for us. I think one of the things I like to do, and I, whenever there's a situation and I don't know how it's going to play out, like change, I think about the worst thing that could possibly happen. And I know sometimes it's not like the positive thinking, but I do. And then a lot of times I'm like, oh, well, that's not like the end of the world. I could do A, B, or C if this happens. it's probably not going to happen. But, you know, sometimes telling yourself like, oh, the worst thing that can happen is this and I can handle that. It takes the stress off of a new, and in our industry, there's a lot of demand for us. Yeah. So we really don't have to fear a lot.
Yeah.
We really don't have to fear a lot. There's a lot of demand out there for the service that we bring. So,
so true.
You know, there's no reason to fear. If you really unlike where you're at, there's always a different place you can go, you know?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. There's, I don't think I see hair stylists or massage therapists or anything like that going away.
No.
There is something about connecting with a human being and connecting
absolutely.
With just the energy that you're talking about, the feeling,
exactly.
The transaction that happens between the two is just really, really awesome. So anything else that you want to leave us with today that you want to say, Shirley?
Really take the time to learn how to think. You know, it sounds like, oh, so simple. Like, of course I know how to think, but there is a responsibility to how we think and how we project energy into the world. You know, when we say, oh, you know, we can't heal the world, but think about if the majority of the world was love instead of fear and hate and anger, you know, scientifically we vibrate on different levels when we have different thoughts. So, I mean, we can heal the world if we enough of us got together and took responsibility for how we thought and how we spoke, and even thinking illly towards another person, even if we don't say it out loud, it still affects our energy and our mind and our vibration. So learn how to think. It's important.
Oh, I love that. And thank you so much for sharing all of this.
Thank you.
Yes. We'll link all of your, where to find you, all of your handles, your book and everything into the show notes so people can find you and stay connected. And just thank you so much for sharing this with me.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Tippy family, Terry McKim here, founder of Tippy. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't have imagined it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippy was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.